going.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to Hebrew Club. Doesn't take much to make me happy. Okay, we are in Zephaniah chapter 3. I think, where did we stop? We stopped at verse 6, I think. We're ready to start 7, right? So, you know, if you just go back to verse 6, I cut off nations. Nashamu, they were, their towers, their corners, became desolated. Shamam, all right? I charaved their streets. A synonym for devastated, destroyed their streets without an over, without a, you call a wayfarer or a passerby. Namely, so that it's almost like this mivle over, notice, is a result of this. See, as a result, there is no one passing over them. Then Nitzdu is from Tzadah, to lay waste. Their cities have been laid waste. Okay, now again, so that there is no more. See, without a human. And now another synonym for without a Yoshe, without an inhabitant. All right? So note, remember he's been talking about the destruction of the nations, judgment on the nations, and this is kind of his summary statement of that in verse 6. All right? And that's where we left off last week, and so we're ready to start verse 7. And like I told you, the payoff will come about halfway through this chapter for you guys. I can almost guarantee. Verse 7. Amartiach tirioti tichti musar velo yikaret meona kol asher pakadti aleha akein hishkimu hishkitu al ali lotam. All right. I said, Amartiach, surely you will fear me. This is a call imperfect, second feminine, from Yahweh, to be afraid of. So the yud stays when you add the performative. So I said, surely they will fear me. Or I'm sorry, you will fear me. Tikhi, you will take or receive. Again, this is from Lakach. Call, imperfect, second feminine singular. The lama drops out. You will receive musar. You will receive instruction. All right? Velo, and not will be cut off her dwelling, me'ona. So yikaret is a nifal from karat, to be cut off. Okay, so I said, surely you will fear me. See, in other words, after destroying all the nations, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction, and her habitation, me'ona, from ma'on, her habitation will not be cut off. All right, and I want to pause there for a second. Notice again the switch from second person to third person that we've seen in Zephaniah and happens a lot in prophecy. Okay, now the middle line of verse 7 is kind of just juxtaposed on there. All which I have visited upon her. So it's almost like this, a lot of translations will go, in accord with all that I have visited upon her. But it's kind of just like this interjection, kind of like, think of all that I have visited on her, see? So it would be like in English, if you're translating this, after the me'ona, you'd put a dash, dash. Like, all that I've thinking. So it's just this interjection. All that I have visited upon her. Okay? So in other words, think about all of that, and how could she not fear me? Okay? But here's the result, the last line of verse 7. Akein hishkimu hishkitu. But hishkimu, shakam means to, this is a hifil from shakam, a hifil perfect, and it means to do repeatedly. It also means to get up early to do something, but it's used in constructions of repeated action. So, very woodenly, but they kept doing. Okay, hishkitu, from shachat, again a hifil, perfect. From shachat, it means to destroy or to corrupt. They corrupted kol ali lotam. They corrupted all their works. Alal also means to do. Okay. And so that phrase, hishkimu hishkitu, you can translate, but they kept doing it. They corrupted all their works. Or you can translate that hishkimu more as an adverb. So they corrupted repeatedly, or consistently they corrupted all their works. All right? And hishkimu can function like that, as can certain other words in the Hebrew language. Remember, like harbe, the infinitive construct to do often, or yosif, to do again and again. So here, I think that's a good translation for verse 7. All right, good. Any questions about verse 7?
No, the first line.
Yes. Yes, that's from et, and then you add the suffix ot, so it's the object of tiru. So I thought, surely you will fear me. Right. All right, good. Anything else? All right, verse 8. Here's the famous lakain in prophecy. So here comes the bottom line. When you see lakain, you know it's coming. Lakain, chakulina Yahweh, layom, Kumi le'ad, ki mishpati le'asof goyim, le'kavtzi mamlakot, lishpok alehem zami, kol charon api ki be'esh kinati, te'akel kol ha'aretz. Therefore, chaku, look at that word, chaku. That's a PL imperative from chet, kaf, he, chaka. And it means to wait. To wait. So, therefore, wait for me. And again, notice the PL. You can tell it's a PL because of the dagesh in the kaf preceded by the short vowel. The hey is dropped off with the vocalic ending to the imperative. So, but wait for me, Na'um Yahweh, utterance of Yahweh. For the day of Kumi, my rising. This is an infinitive, Kumi, for the day of my rising. For the odd. Now, this is an interesting reading. The Masoretic text has odd, which means prey, P-R-E-Y, prey, or booty. All right, I like booty better anyway. But wait for me, utterance of Yahweh, for the day of my rising for booty. All right, in other words, he's going to take the spoils. If you look at the variant reading, they suggest that you repoint instead of the patach under the ayin, with the seirah under the ayin, which would make it witness, a witness. And there are some translations who follow the Greek, which has a different word. See, notice it has a different pointing. So for the day of my rising as a witness. Okay? Kimishpati, for my judgment, my decision is le'osof goyim, is to gather nations. This is a call infinitive construct, to gather nations. Lekovtzi, kavatz is a synonym for asaf. It means to gather, and this is the first common singular suffix again. So it's for my gathering mamlakot, kingdoms. Okay? In order to pour, another infinitive construct, notice the shefok, infinitive construct call, to pour out upon them zami. Okay? From za'am, my wrath. Now, another synonym for wrath. All the charon api. All the charon, anger of my face. So all my burning wrath, some would translate it. Okay? For, ba'esh kinati, for with the fire of my zeal. Kina. Kana means to be zealous for. So here's the noun, kina. For with the fire of my zeal, te'akel, call hearts. All the earth, what? Te'akel. Will be consumed. Notice that this is a, what conjugation is this?
Nifal
imperfect, third feminine from akal. All right. Notice it. The seire is under the tav because the aleph doesn't take the dagesh, spits it out. Okay. So once again, but Allah came. Therefore, wait for me, says the Lord, for the day of my rising to the booty. For it is my decision to gather nations, and to gather nations for my gathering of kingdoms, or for me to gather kingdoms, to pour out upon them my wrath, all the anger of my face. For with a fire of my zeal, all the earth will be destroyed. Notice the move from particular nations to universal, which we have in this section. So he's talking about, seems to talk now about judgment of the whole world, universal terms. Again, the move is from particular to general, all right? Or, you know, in the first part of the book, universal is juxtaposed with the particular judgment. So when you see the one, think about the other one. They're connected. That's kind of a foreshadowing. All right. Any questions in verse 8? All right. We're about to make the turn here. Kiaz, epok el amim, safa berura, likro kulam b'shem Yahweh le'avdo shekem echad. Kiaz, for then, namely, notice he's been talking about the day of the Lord, for at that, so then, namely, we would probably in English, at that time, kiaz, for then, epok, I will, now hafak means to turn back or to restore. I will restore El Amim to the people, a safa berura, a lip, a purified one. This berura is a call, passive participle from the root barar, to be pure. So, at that time, I will restore to the people, Amim, a lip purified. Remember, passive forms, call passives, nifals, hafals, puwals, can very often be used as modifiers of nouns. And that's where you commonly see them. All right. Likroa kulam. Notice you have another infinitive here. Likroa, call infinitive construct. The subject is kulam. And the lamed, notice, here signifies purpose or result. So that all of them call b'shem Yahweh, on the name of Yahweh. Okay. Now, again, another infinitive. Le'avdo. So that he serves as Shechem, shoulder one, with one shoulder, or as one shoulder. All right. So let me read that again. For Oz, for then I will restore to the people a lip purified, so that all of them call on the name of the Lord. See that? So that he serves with one shoulder. Again, notice the collective construed with the singular suffix on avdo. Okay, and notice the switch from all of them call on the name of the Lord, so that he serves, and again, you're going to have that kind of switch. Notice it seems to be a style, we've seen it so often, that it becomes, seems to be a kind of a feature of the language, a stylistic feature. You know, again, dialectical maybe, or rhetorical, you know, some reason that you're seeing all these switches. All right, that's bothersome in English, but not in Hebrew, apparently. All right? Good. Any questions on verse 9? Guys are going good here. May Ever la Naharekush Atarai Bat Putzai Yovilun Minchati. All right. Notice all the prepositions that he piles up here. It's literally May Ever. From, and Ever means the other side. From the other side, in respect to the rivers of Cush. Nahare is a plural construct from Naharim, which means river or wadi. So from the other side, in respect to the rivers of Cush. So Hebrew likes to be really precise. We would say, beyond the rivers of Cush. Hebrew says, me'ever le'nahare Cush. All right? So, beyond the rivers of Cush, atarai, atar is worshippers. Atar means to worship. Right? So atarai, notice, my worshippers. Now here, bat putzai. Putz means to scatter. Right? Here the word is it's a hollow verb, and it's a call passive participle. Like, what would be the call passive participle of kum? What would it be? If putz, the call passive participle is this, what's the call passive participle of kum? Kum. See? So the call passive participle of putz is putz. What's the call active participle of kum? Kam. Remember, you take the vav out and becomes kam. So what's the call active participle of poots? Pots. To scatter. See? Very good. Very good. So here's my scattered ones. My worshipers, and now bat is, I tell you how bat functions, I think. It's literally, or very woodenly, the daughter of my scattered ones. But bat is often used as a term of endearment. You call your daughter, sometimes we would use my little daughter or my precious daughter. You know, you have these certain terms. So daughter Zion, for example, is sometimes my little Zion. Or you know, you see, he's talking in a very kind of way of tenderness. See, so I think maybe the bot functions here that way. It's hard to render in English. See, my worshipers, my dear scattered ones, or something like that. All right. Yovilun, they will carry. This is a hifil from Yaval, which means to carry. They will carry minchati, my gift. And more, it's not a gift that he owns. It's a gift for him. So some translations have to make that more explicit. They will carry a gift for me. So in other words, he's envisioning now, notice, his people from far off on the other side of Cush, which is Ethiopia, are going to bring gifts to Yahweh. So you can start to see the beginning of this switch from judgment to time after judgment, time of salvation for his people, a gathering in. And so notice he specifically uses the word putz to mean the scattered ones. See, and the implication is they're going to come back. See, they're going to carry a mincha for me. All right? Any questions on verse 10? Okay, now notice how verse 11 goes. You have that bump up that we've seen before. Bayom hahu, because they couldn't fit it on the line. Bayom hahu, lo tevoshi mikol ali lo taik, asher pasha'ata, pasha'at bi, ki az asir mikirbeik, ali ze ga'avateik, velo tosifi, legav ha, od behar kodshi. Okay. Bayom hahu, on that day. So notice now, the day is still in view. On that day, not will be ashamed. Okay, now notice it's second feminine singular. You will not be ashamed. Tevoshu is a call from the hollow root bosh, to be ashamed. Okay? Not will you be ashamed of all Ali Lotaik, of all your works. Remember we had that same word up in verse 7, Ali Lot, and here it is again. So on that day you will not be ashamed of all your works, which Pasha'at be. Notice Pasha'at is second feminine singular from Pasha, to transgress. Okay, by which you have transgressed against me. Alright. Kiaz, for then, Asir, I will turn, or I will remove. This is a hifil. Okay, it's a hifil form. What root?
Sur.
Very good. Hifil from sur. It's a hollow verb. So you guys are really getting a good workout on different forms of hollow verbal roots. For at that time, and notice in the call, it means to turn intransitive. So in the hifil, what does it mean? Becomes transitive, to remove, see, to turn away. So at that time, I will remove mikirbeik from your midst, kerev is midst, from your midst, and here's what he removes. The alize ga'avateik, the exultant ones, so exultant ones of your arrogance. That's literally what it is. Ali zay, and aliz is someone who exalts. Ga'ava means arrogant, proud. Okay, so the jubilant ones of your arrogance. So a lot of translations will split this and translate it as I will remove from your midst the proud, your proud and arrogant ones. Okay, you could probably do it something like your arrogantly exalting or boasting ones, something like that. All right. So notice these are not good people. All right. Velo tosifu legav hahod, and not will you add. Okay, this is from. Everybody see the root of tosifu. Look at this construction. This is a very common construction throughout biblical Hebrew. Yasaf. This is a hifil from Yasaf. All right. What does Yasaf mean? Anyone remember?
To add.
Here's the hifil form. You always see it followed by an infinitive construct, gava. Call infinitive construct means to be proud or to be uplifted. And so it's very woodenly, and you will not add to be proud again on my holy mountain. So notice here again the tosifu, the common move then is to translate this as the adverb, an infinitive construct as the main verb. And not will you again be proud, or yet again you will not be arrogant on my holy mountain. All right, so he's talking about a cleansed people who come not in arrogance, but in humility. Okay, Matt, question.
What is that, the phrase, on my holy mountain, what is that modifying? When you're on my mountain, you will not be arrogant, or when you're arrogant, you will not be, when you're on my mountain, as opposed to
Oh, I think it's just saying, because it's been talking earlier in the book about how people on Zion, remember, were very proud and they worshiped false gods and thought nothing's going to happen to them. So notice these guys are going to have purified lips. Yahweh's name's going to be on their lip. People are going to come with a gift for him from far away. See, verses 8, 9, and 10 and so on. And your works aren't going to bring you to shame anymore. So your works are going to be purified. So notice how he's kind of going down a list. And then I'm going to remove your pride, see, so that that won't be there any longer as well. All right? Let's do one more verse, and then we can finish this up. Now, we may not make it next week, but we'll get close. Ve'hisharti ve'kirbeik am ani vadal. Now notice how this verse follows up. And I will leave. Sha'ar means to be left. So here's a hifil, first common singular. Notice the suffix at the end. And I will leave in your midst a people, ani, humble and dal, humble and meek. Okay, ani vadal, humble and meek. Vechasu, and they will seek refuge from chasa. They will seek refuge, b'shem Yahweh, in the name of the Lord. Okay, you see how the end of the book is turning away from judgment to this great picture of grace, and that picture keeps growing from this point on until the end of the book, I believe. All right. Any questions through 12? All right. Very good job, you guys. We will continue next week, and we should be able to get pretty close to getting done. Hopefully, if I get this thing working right. Take care. Uh-oh.